Check this out from Disclosed.tv. Omicron. Okamon hospitalization risk 2/3 below Delta, finds a new study by the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. Yeah. But Two Scoops is going to send out 500 million COVID tests. It's not your job, Joe. It's not your job, buddy. You don't got any. Are you going to come and make sure I buckle my seatbelt? Is that what you're going to do? Because when you talk like this, and I couldn't, he had a 30-minute rambling speech yesterday, and I made it through about 15 minutes of it. I made it through about 15 minutes of it yesterday. Yeah, the Matrix, like, they're very ugly women. But apparently I missed this ad.
Likely to spread it to others. Customers are more likely to come in and shop because they know it's a safe environment. I know vaccination requirements are unpopular for many. They're not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Not your job, bro. Not your job. That's not, that literally is none of your concern. Yeah. So, but you're going to roll out 500 tests. If you send me a test, I'm going to use it for target practice. Just, I will take a video of it, me shooting it with a slug, with a 12 gauge slug. I'm going to blow that sucker out of the water. So yeah. Also, everybody else thought it was hysterical, I guess, like me, that Two Scoops coughed throughout this press conference. I thought if he was coughing, he should be wearing a mask, right? Well, I'm 5 times vaccinated. I don't care, man. Put the mask on, bro. Or CGI your face off. But, you know, do the face off thing and put somebody else's face on your face. I don't know. Do something ridiculous. Let's see what else. Trump was very appreciative and surprised that Biden acknowledged his administration's COVID vaccine Wuhan success. Are we saying Gina Davis is a dude? Is that what we're saying now? I mean, whatever, but people are putting pictures in there right now. That caught me by surprise. But at this point, should it be? Is Trump really any different than any other politician? If you're a MAGA guy, that's got to be a dagger in the heart to have Trump get the thumbs up from Two Scoops. Because think about that. This guy, Two Scoops in the cabal, stole the election. And he's like, I'm very appreciative. Joe, Sleepy Joe, say thank you to me for my amazing, gorgeous, beautiful vaccines. Especially you idiots in the back who don't like them. I mean, it's more and more that Trump is just deep state adjacent. He may not be deep state, but he's pretty close to it. Considering the guy didn't do anything to stop Fauci and the rest. I mean, the other day, he's like, I couldn't fire Fauci because the left would have been mad. And I don't want to make the left mad. They still stay at my hotel. I'm so done with Trump. I really am. I'm done with it. But then again, I'm done with federal elections anyway. But talking to Magdalene Rose yesterday about Trump acting like it's his birthright to come back and run for president in 2024. So it's just, yeah, Trump is dead to me. And this is kind of this whole tour he's doing with Bill O'Reilly, and he sat down with Glenn Beck. Whatever, dude. You're no better than Ted Cruz. Me and the Donald, we're hanging out here in Texas.
Yeah, we are, Ted. But don't tell anybody.
You know Trump's like, Ted, don't tell anybody we're hanging out. Why not, Trump? I want to make sure everybody knows I'm so conservative.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's see. Thousands of federal inmates freed over COVID concerns don't have to return to prison. Well, so we are a third world country with Wi-Fi. We are legitimately a third world country with Wi-Fi. Hell, there are some third world countries that have better Wi-Fi than we do. Oh yeah, we don't want you to get COVID, but I murdered 15 people. Yeah, but we don't want you to get the sniffles. Don't come back. Whatever, dude. Unbelievable. Rite Aid announces that it's closing 63 stores in the next several months, which is a shock because I didn't know Rite Aid was still open. You know, right there's, I don't know, what is the hierarchy of pharmacies? I'm from Rhode Island, where CVS is from. So for me, CVS is like the upper echelon, the nicest. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying when you walk in, it feels like the nicest. And then you have Walgreens, where you feel like the lighting is really bad. And it just kind of feels off. And then you have Rite Aid, which is like, I just need to steal stuff. I feel like I'm in a back alley and somebody's going to hit me with a needle of something. So for me, it's CVS, then Walgreens, and then Rite Aid. Can we all agree that Rite Aid is at the bottom? That if you're going to Rite Aid, you are getting like some Canadian drugs. Sorry to our friends in Canada. You're getting some Canadian drugs that are knockoffs of something, which is just weird. I don't know. Are there any drug stores, like chain ones, that you would put below it? Because Rite Aid has got to be the worst of the worst. Like if you're walking into a Rite Aid, you might as well be wearing Crocs and sweatpants. I don't know. I think Walgreens is a little bit better than Rite Aid. Is a little bit better than Rite Aid. I've never seen Long Kiss Goodnight. I have to put that out there, Buck. I've never seen it. So I apologize. I can't render a decision on that. Oh, there's a good liquor section at Rite Aid? Okay. Okay. See, people sticking up for the Rite Aid. I got you. I've never had a good experience in a Rite Aid. Never. I really don't. Rite Aids are nice. Okay, we got some people defending the Rite Aids. I got you. I'm not saying if you like Rite Aids that it's bad. That's just a weird name for it too. Rite Aids. I mean, yes, your local pharmacy is much more preferred to any of these chains. But I just feel like weird. Hey, man, I'm going to the Rite Aids. What? It feels like a knockoff. This feels like a knockoff. But yeah, so they're closing 63 stores. So credit for them for still being open, because I thought they were completely closed. Good for you guys. I mean, it sucks you're losing 63 stores, but hey, good for you. Nice. Some school libraries are fed up with book bans and organizing and fighting back. That's right. School librarians in Austin, Texas have been spearheading a grassroots effort known as Freedom, because it's Reed is in it, because they're super great about that. Their goal is to fight back against a wave of book challenges in the state and create space for school. Now, they want to create a space for school libraries to have the pornographic books in them. Right? It's Rite Aids, but when they're plural, when you're talking about the company, Ted, it's Rite Aids. The Rite Aids Corporation. At least that's what it said on Morning Greatness. I contend that you have to put the ES. It's not AIDS as that, it's ES. Or whatever, I'm not good at grammar. But this is just another example of why you can't beat public schools. Because now these fat school librarians, by the way, you need a master's in like library sciences to be a middle school librarian. So another example of overeducated women. Sorry, ladies. I'm not trying to be like Walgreens. Yeah, sure. Oh, you people with the correcty correcterson. Hey, take a joke. Is your life, do you have any joy in your life? Any joy at all? I love all you, but do you have any joy?
Technically, Richard, the plural.
Hey, relax. It's okay. I love you. Just calm down. You guys are furious. It is not the correct conjugation of the word. Calm down, man. Let me get back to making fun of fat librarians, and then y'all can make fun of me later. So, you got fat librarians who are overeducated that are like, the children must learn about the pornography, so we're going to set up free spaces for them. You know what I mean? You're better off making sure that you, when you get the email from me, fill out the survey for AA Ron so he can put together, we're putting together a Catholic library for you all. We're putting together like a Netflix of Catholic library stuff. That's the cool thing. Instead of sending your kids to go get yelled at by some overweight, overeducated, yeah, a master's in science and library nonsense. Yeah, Ted, you guys do a great job. And I'm not coming across mean. I hope I'm coming across as we're having fun, because that's what we do here. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight, man. Cue the Whitney Houston music. I don't want to fight no more. Is that Tina Turner or Whitney Houston? I don't even know. I get my black divas, my black singing divas confused. Both are very talented, though. Let's see. The Who urges, not like The Who, but maybe they would, too. The Who urges people to nix holiday plans. Nope. Nope. Not at all. That ain't happening. I mean, I don't have a holiday plan. My wife and I might trigger some of you, but I'll talk to Mike about this tomorrow. My wife and I are going to do the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve, but we're really doing the Feast of the Seven Iggies because there's this company that called Gold Bellies that will ship food across the country. And we found out there's a company, there's a Rhode Island classic called Iggy's Doughboys. They ship Iggy's. And so we're going to do the Feast of the Seven Iggies at my house on Christmas Eve. Where we're going to get doughboys and clam cakes and shrimp and calamari. We're going to eat that stuff. That's going to be our one meal. The Feast of the Seven Iggies. We're going to go to the same place we went to Thanksgiving buffet on Saturday after we go to church. But if I had family plans, I would absolutely go. I would absolutely go. Because these people are such losers. You can't go anywhere. Okay. I'll absolutely go. Let's see. What else? Chicago to require proof of vaccination. We talked about that yesterday. It's the two-tier society. They're going hardcore on it. Boston and Chicago and LA and New York. Let them have it, man. I have no problem never going to a city again.